Very good morning to Noel Sins.
Good morning, Ali.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. And I believe I owe you $2.
You're $2 lighter now. You just handed it over to me. I have checked that it's real.
Yes.
Yes. And that was, of course, because you didn't pick the Tour de France winner correctly.
Well, the guy who won Geraint Thomas, I really sort of hoped he would win. I said that. But I picked Tom Dumoulin, the Dutch guy, because my dad being Dutch, a bit of
Yeah, sure.
I was being patriotic. But no, it was a fantastic bike race. I haven't seen a Tour de France this exciting for quite a while. People are picking it, you know, because of the drug saga with Chris Froome, and people are just being nitpicky, I believe. But anyway, we'll talk about that in a moment. But it was a really good tour. Geraint Thomas hung on. And actually, the Sky team, which is a British team owned by Rupert Murdoch with Sky Media, it's a massive team, biggest team in the world with the biggest budget by, it's double anyone else's budget. So hence, they got a good chance of winning. And they've won the last seven Tour de France, they've won six.
Oh, okay.
So they've had Bradley Wiggins winning, Chris Froome won four, and now Geraint Thomas. So they're really, they're the dominant team. Hence, you get problems and everyone's whinging, oh, we should change the Tour de France. We need less riders in the team. We need to cap the salary. We need to take their money off them. They're druggos. Everything, because it's all sour grapes. And it's quite good to see a very organised team win. I mean, there are suspicions on any team that becomes dominant over a period of time, but they are, by having the most money, they can do more training and go to better places, and they have more technology. And I think it was a great tour. And this guy, he's not a mug. He's a former Olympian and an Olympic gold medalist on the track and a very good bike rider. And it was the first time he'd ever finished a three-week tour. He's always gone good for like 2 weeks and a bit. And this time he didn't fade, and he won the Tour de France. So Tom Dumoulin was second, and the great Chris Froome was in third. In fourth was a guy, Roglic, the guy we talked about the other day.
Yes, okay. I couldn't quite... Easy for you to say.
Yeah, he's actually, I didn't know where he came from, but he was actually a world downhill skiing champion.
All right.
Who came across to cycling because he had a knee injury or whatever. And he'll go on to win the Tour de France, that guy, Roglic. He was pretty good. So I thought it was a good tour.
Okay.
Very interesting. And it was good to have someone else win because Chris Froome's won the last four, basically. So it's good to have someone else win.
Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody agrees with you that it was a good tour. For instance, today in the Bendigo Advertiser, Mark Bode has written an article saying that professional cycling is a diseased fruit of world sport and that to enjoy the Tour de France, you had to be either suspended from or indifferent to the reality of the situation. Basically, he's lost faith in the sport because he says it's full of drug cheats. What's your take on that?
Well, he's coming in pretty late with that statement, hasn't he? He's just echoing his sentiments from the Lance Armstrong era. My opinion is, cycling, he's called it the disease fruit. I would say professional sport itself is the disease fruit. In my humble opinion, where there's money, people are going to cheat. Whatever way they have to do to win more money, they'll do what they have to do. Whether it's legalised cheating or illegal cheating, they'll cheat in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that's reality. Where there's a lot of money, and we're talking millions and millions, people will do what they have to try and do a little bit better to beat someone else and get more money. And so to pick cycling out, I think, is a bit, I won't say naive, but a bit harsh, because cycling has a bad rap because it's also the most tested sport on the planet. And so if you're the most tested sport on the planet, you're going to get more positive drug tests because you're testing more. They test thousands and thousands of athletes. Like, I rode overseas as a paracyclist, and I was tested 23 times with drug testing. I'm just a guy from Bendigo who didn't win much, right? And I was tested 23 times. I would say, if you asked all the cyclists in Bendigo, and there's thousands of them, how many have been tested? And I would say probably four will answer, four people out of the thousands in Bendigo. So they don't test everybody, but cycling is a very, very highly tested sport. Hence, you get a few more positive drug tests, okay? So other sports, they don't test them at all, hardly. Tennis and golf, they hardly test, and they're power sports. So I think he's dramatising a little bit, okay. Sensationalism. I think it's still a great sport. But as I said, I believe all professional sport, money and cheating go together.
I tend to agree with you. Just very quickly, Noel, it's come up today in the news that some cycling groups are wanting cyclists to be able to ride on footpaths all the time, and legally. What's your take on that briefly?
Well, I'm 50-50. I think in certain road conditions, it would be safer to ride on the footpath than on the road. But I believe if you legislate that you can ride on the footpath, they won't ride in bike lanes anymore. They'll probably all ride on the footpath. And people can't be trusted in pack mentalities to do the right thing. We've talked about that before, you and me off air. Once a big bike group get out there, they see the Tour de France, they want to be the Tour de France on the streets of Bendigo, wherever you want to ride. So you put them on the footpath and it's just not going to work because people are going to back out of driveways, there's people walking dogs. So I think if it's for people that are going to go to work or whatever, good. But if it's going to be for leisure riding and stuff, no, you ride on the road or in the bike lane.
All right. Appreciate your take on that. This is our last chat today, but you'll be back next week, won't you, with Bruce?
I will be, Al. It's sort of a tearful morning this morning. I'm used to my Friday mornings and my cup of hot water and getting sport a little bit.
Oh, well, it was lovely to see you. And enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, Ali. Same to you.
Noel Sens on cycling.